There's been so much talk around the Super Bowl about John and Jim Harbaugh, who of course will become the first sibling head coaches to ever meet up in a Super Bowl. But there's another Harbaugh who's also part of the equation. That would be Jay Harbaugh, the 23-year-old son of the 49ers head coach. The interesting twist is that Jay's a coaching intern on the Ravens staff. And John joked this week that having Jay in the building could be the secret recipe to taking down the 49ers.
He's far better than even anticipated, and I knew he would be great at what he does. And the way we look at it, you talk about the philosophical difference or whatever, I think that maybe that'll tip the scale. Maybe that'll be our edge, you know, be Jay. He's just, he's really good, you know, and he's a hardworking guy. he's excited about, I guarantee he's excited about the game and competing and all those things, just like he should be.
I hear he's doing a phenomenal job, which, again, I'm really, really proud of. And then this week, you know, it's been tough. I haven't been talking to him or calling him or anything. Sent him a few texts, just letting him know how I feel about him. And I don't want to get him where people are thinking that I'm talking to him.
It's been an exciting week for the entire Harbaugh family, but there's also a recognition that at the end of this week, one side of the family is going to go home in bitter disappointment.
It's not really about, Jim was pointing this out before, it's not really about how we're going to feel, you know. You all, every coach, every player, everybody in your organization, when you win, everybody is, it's a jubilation. And when you lose, it's just bitter disappointment because so much goes into it. And it'll be no different in this game, probably even on a greater scale because of the opportunity to win the championship. And a lot of hard work has gone into this. A lot of plays have been made. A lot of sacrifices have been made. Great competitions have been won, and adversity has been battled through by both teams, you know. And for the side that comes up short, it's going to be a bitter disappointment. That's just the way it works. That's how football is. That's how life is, and we understand that.
Friday's joint press conference between John and Jim was the last bit of media availability for the big game on Sunday. Now it's time for the players and coaches to hunker down and get that last bit of preparation in for Super Bowl 47. For all the coverage of the game, keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.